Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. My name's John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee. It's on the house. It's Friday, September 20th, 2013. Birthdays today, Sophia Loren is 79. Former New York Yankee Tom Tresh is 75. Actor Crispin Glover is 49. On this day in 1519, Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan set sail from Spain. He ultimately discovered what we now know as the Strait of Magellan at the southern end of South America. One of his ships, the Vitoria, became the first to circumnavigate the globe. But Magellan himself died months before in a battle between native tribes fought in what is now the Philippines. On this day in 1865, pioneer aviator Jacob Friedrich Brodbeck may have made the first flight in an airplane almost 40 years before the Wright brothers in a field about 3 miles east of Luckenbach in the Texas Hill Country. Brodbeck's airship was destroyed by its abrupt landing, although the inventor and pilot escaped serious injury. After this setback, his investors refused to put up the money for a second attempt. Bet you hadn't heard that before. In 1967, Hurricane Beulah blew into South Texas at 140 miles per hour, coming ashore at Brownsville. 18 people lost their lives, and property and crop damage was estimated at around $150 million.
Raging winds, torrential rains, and widespread flooding. The legacy left by Hurricane Beulah, which takes at least 11 lives in Texas. 160 mile an hour winds and rainfall up to 30 inches devastate huge areas in a 40,000 square mile region.
In 1973, Billie Jean King won the massively hyped Battle of the Sexes by beating self-proclaimed male chauvinist Bobby Riggs in a tennis match held in the Astrodome. Described by the one and only Howard Cosell.
It is over. Let's watch.
A perfect gentleman. And so this is what it's come down to here in the Houston Astrodome. The long-awaited match, hustled and promoted ceaselessly and shrewdly by Bobby Riggs.
The number one hit on this day in 1979, The Knack with My Sharona. Oh, that 45 RPM cover. On the KETR events calendar, the A&M Commerce Planetarium presents Exoplanets, a story about mankind's first space probe as it journeys outside our solar system to the many new planets astronomers are discovering around distant stars. That's tonight at 7 p.m. Tickets are $5 for adults, $4.50 for senior citizens and university faculty and staff, and $4 for children. For more, visit KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Commerce Independent School District Superintendent Blake Cooper. Blake, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Glad to be here.
And some good news recently, I think, and that was the news that you got in August, that you got your accountability ratings back from the Texas Education Agency, and a pretty good report that you got.
We're very pleased. In fact, it's the brand new accountability system, and so we're still trying to figure some of that out and how they get some of their ratings, but yes, well, basically now the state has MET standard and improvement required as the two ratings. We were MET standard with distinctions, and the distinctions are the things that you really kind of look at to see where you fall. And then what they did, they grouped each campus with 40 like campuses based on LEP students, based on subgroups, economically disadvantaged percentages, and they put you with those 40 schools, and then they rate you. And if you're in the top 20%, you get a distinction. And so, yes, we got several distinctions. Very excited about the results, but we do have a lot of work to do. There are some areas of weakness, and we know that. And so we're already working on that. In fact, that's where I came from today was a writing workshop that some of our teachers were doing right after school. They had been to a workshop and were presenting to the rest of the staff. So we're excited about what the future holds in that regard.
So the ratings are not the same as they used to be. The categories are not the same.
No, the categories are not the same. Not yet. Now, they're wanting to put grades on them here in the next few years, an A, B, C, D. I mean, but right now this is where we are, and it's met standard. And we're just proud that we've met standard. And really, when you look, I'm a competitive guy by nature, but when you look around, you know, we feel like we scored very well in relation to the districts in the area. So we're excited.
What kind of work? And I know I'm asking you a question that you can't answer in 30 seconds easily, but obviously a lot of work went into this over the last year or so.
I'm telling you, our teachers worked hard, I say that, and then I realize your wife's one of our teachers, mm-hmm. and I tell you, John, we collectively, you're not going to find a staff that works any harder than Commerce ISD teachers. I'm so proud of them. We are diverse, and when you look at the subpots, when you look at the makeup of our district that's 70% economically disadvantaged, mm-hmm. Statistics show that those are the toughest groups to educate. But at the same time, we've got a lot of really bright kids. It doesn't matter what their income level is or what their situation is. Kids want to do better. They want to work hard. And our teachers did a great job and continue to do a great job, in my opinion, of engaging our students and hopefully teaching them the things at the depth and rigor the state wants us to teach them.
Do you think, is there still too much emphasis on testing?
Well, there's a balance there. We, through all this process over the last few years, John, I've been pretty vocal.
Right.
We're not against accountability. I think we all do better when we're held accountable. There has to be an accountability system. We're not arguing that. But I think what it went to overkill when a high school kid really, and the way it was set up, if they failed tests and retake tests, they could have taken over 100 tests their high school career. That's overkill. I think they've done a good job of bringing it back to 5. And let's get some of this creativity back in the classroom.
Couple of minutes left, and one thing I wanted to ask you about is you do have a big grant, $124,000 grant for career and technical programs. This is in connection with the A&M Commerce and Parrish Junior College, and as I understand it, this gives kids some vocational opportunities they might not otherwise have.
What this grant has done, which I'm going to brag on Mary Park, who's our Northeast Texas Career and Technology Director here in Commerce, and then Mary Wallace, who's a friend of ours who is the curriculum director in Bowles, they wrote a grant. 6 school districts in the state got this grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture, and we got the largest of the 6 at $124,000. Basically, it's going to pay for the tuition of our students that want to get into the vocational track, or we don't want to use the track, but vocational direction to graduate. And we have, through the cooperation of Parrish Junior College, we already had health sciences, which we've been doing now for a couple of years. Our friends up in Cooper have kind of been heading that up, but that's getting ready to come into PJC also. But welding and electrical certifications. So when a student graduates from Commerce High School, they will actually have the ability to go and find a job having certain certifications in welding and in electrical. And then I've already been hit up by people around town, some business owners. We need plumbers.
Well, lots more to talk about. We'll do that the next time.
You bet.
So thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. CISD Superintendent, Commerce ISD Superintendent Blake Cooper. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.